Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. We continue our Texas 2014, a look at the candidates. We're trying to get as many candidates as possible onto the program, so that way when you go and vote, early voting a week from today, you'll be informed. You'll know who you are voting for, maybe who you're not going to vote for, but you'll at least be informed. We, of course, encourage you to go online, visit candidates' websites, look up news, all that kind of stuff about them as well. One of the races out there that we've talked about here on the program, and it's one of the races you need to know about, the race for Texas Comptroller, and in the Republican primary, quite a few candidates in the race. And joining us to talk about his campaign, Glenn Hager. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be with you this morning.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself and why you decided to jump into this race and what you want to do with the Office of Texas Comptroller.
Yeah, happy to do that. I'm in the state Senate currently. I live down in Katy, Texas, which is west of Houston, and grew up just north of here where I call home now. Little bitty farming community. If you blink, you miss it. Hockley is the name of the town. It's not the county, which is right close to where you're at.
Right.
Little town. My family moved there in the 1840s, so grew up in a farming family. We had some equipment dealerships, sold those here in the late 90s, early 2000, and also granola. So grew up in an agriculture community, in short. So have a wife, beautiful wife, and three wonderful young children. And the comptroller's position, as you know, is one of the most important positions in the state of Texas, because the individual who's the comptroller runs a large agency for the taxpayers that's more than the accounting office, more than the office that pays the bills for the taxpayers, also collects the taxes, unfortunately. That's a real hard job to tell people you want to serve in that capacity as a tax collector. But the fact is the person there needs to make sure that you are applying it in the most fair and appropriate manner, so you're not picking winners and losers. Everybody understands the rules. Customer service, as people ask me, what is some of the most important things in a comptroller's office? It's the customer service is first and foremost. And who do you want? Somebody there who understands business experience, understands that any time that an individual or a business is not able to resolve their issue with a state agency, that's more or less a dark cloud over that business owner. That's a dark cloud over their operation, them as an individual. They don't sleep at night. You need to resolve them as quickly as possible.
Visiting with Glenn Hager, you can visit his website, glennhager.com. You are seeking to replace Susan Combs. What do you think about her performance as Texas comptroller, and what would you change? What would you maybe continue from her time?
Yeah, that's a great question. Susan has done a very good job, in my opinion, in several different parts of the comptroller's office. Number one, open government transparency. In other words, there's a window to open government at the comptroller's website where you can get information as taxpayers, and you can see how your tax dollars are spent, all the way down to the check number, all the way down to the exact category and to the penny. I passed some legislation in 2007 when I first got to the Senate because I thought transparency is extremely important in the 21st century. That information should be there. Susan's done a very good job with that. Purchasing power, and as in local communities, cities, being able to participate in purchasing items for their use, for the taxpayers' use, that purchasing power has done very well. The research portion of the comptroller's office, there's a lot of research that's being done. Say, for example, in showing the legislature that water is a big issue, not just out in the panhandle in West Texas, but obviously all across the state. Those are some items Susan has done very well. What I would focus on much more is back to the basics. In other words, I want to go from the whole agency in the first 100 days from top to bottom. I've got some ideas already to where we can streamline that agency to make it focus really on its core purpose, back to how do we deal with the tax collections, resolving issues as quickly as possible, customer service, and making sure that there is clear transparency in that state agency. So I want to focus more on the basics of what that core office is supposed to be functioning and continue the transparency, because I think that's an area that we need to expand that even more, because people need to be able to have and understand where their tax dollars are being spent and put it in perspective.
How is the, you mentioned wanting to streamline the process, which, you know, for a government agency out there, I think a lot of people would say, that sounds good, streamlining things, bringing everything up, you know, making everything a little bit more modern, maybe. How has that hurt Texans in the past, in your opinion?
Well, I think obviously, even in, say, for example, me growing up in a farming family, a lot of people in suburban, urban areas don't think that's a very technologically driven field, but it's extremely technologically driven.
Sure.
And so, in other words, being able to go online, process your forms, getting your information that you need, being able to make sure that customer service is moving literally into the 21st century, but then also making sure that people that work there understand that they work for the taxpayers. They don't work just a 9-to-5 to get a paycheck. They're working for hard-working average Texans. And so I served and chaired a committee in the legislative process called the Sunset Advisory Commission, where we looked at state agencies and asked the question, first and foremost, should that agency continue to exist? And if it doesn't need to exist, then get rid of it. And if it does need to exist, the question is, are they performing their measures the way they should be from an organization and a structure standpoint? And if they're not, then change them so they're hitting those performance targets much better. And the comptroller's office is outside that realm of review. And so I want to take that experience where we literally eliminated agencies while I was the chair of it. We streamlined some other state agencies to make them perform much better. Because the fact is, if they waste $100, $200, $1,000, that's our money. And we can put that money to better use. And so I want to take that skill and ability, as well as my business experience, and go through that agency to make it more effective where it's working for the taxpayers.
Visiting with Glenn Hager, a Republican running for Texas Comptroller. You can visit his website, glennhager.com. I saw on your website, and it's something I'm sure has interested a lot of people when you've gone around the state of Texas, the tax holiday weekend for sportsmen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's two states that have implemented it's very similar in concept to the back-to-school holiday. Obviously, that's really important for parents putting their kids back in school there when we start school in end of August, September. But two states, Louisiana and South Carolina, have implemented a sales tax holiday weekend for hunting and fishing. And as you may know, Texas outdoors hunting is number one in the nation. Fishing is number two in the nation as a state. And believe it or not, wildlife watching is number three in the nation. $15 billion industry. South Carolina and Louisiana have been two states that have implemented a sales tax holiday for certain items of hunting and fishing, and it has been a large economic driver for those states. And so what I fundamentally believe is put money back in the taxpayers' hands where they can use their money wiser and better than government can spend it on any given day.
We've been visiting with Glenn Hager. You can visit his website, glennhager.com. We appreciate your time today. I guess one final thing you want to leave with listeners as we're now a week away from early voting, starting this, one of those races that, you know, when you look at it, Texas Comptroller, it's a very important office, as you mentioned, but a lot of folks, when they go to the polls, they're thinking governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general. Texas Comptroller a little bit lower on their list when it comes to top of mind thinking. What's one thing you want to leave the listeners with?
Well, the fact is this is an important office because it deals with your taxes, and there is no more important function than somebody dealing with your taxes. And you want a person of character, of integrity, who wakes up and knows that a handshake is their word and their bond is going to treat your money as though it's your money and not someone else's.
Glenn Hager, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate your time.
Great.
And We'll visit with you again during this primary process, hopefully.
Sounds great. Thanks, Chad. Y'all have a good day. Talk to you
soon.
All right. Bye.